For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. For more than 90 years, the drug war has been failing and flailing, and here to talk about it are a couple of the Drug Truth Network reporters.
You may have heard some prohibitionists argue that marijuana laws aren't a real problem because there are few possession offenders in prison. That's partly true. Prisons are counted separately from jails in criminal justice research. Most simple possession offenders are fined and or put in jail, on probation, or into treatment as an alternative to incarceration. In the U.S. in 2003, there were 755,000 marijuana arrests. 662,000 were for simple possession. There were only 597,000 arrests for all violent crimes combined that year. Fewer than half of violent crimes are ever cleared by an arrest. Not a conviction, merely an arrest. Imagine the extra police and court time that could be available if the authorities weren't so busy pulling up pot plants. We should also look at other pot offenses. After all, to possess it, marijuana has to come from somewhere. At least 12.9% of the drug offenders in state prison and 18.9% of the drug offenders in federal prison are serving time for marijuana offenses. Think marijuana laws are no problem? For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
In U.S.-occupied Afghanistan, two-thirds of the economy comes from producing 90% of the world's heroin. However, on Wednesday, the U.S. Congress cut $636 million from Afghan reconstruction and counter-narcotics programs. On Thursday, Congressman Henry Hyde called the U.S. government AWOL in the fight against illicit drugs in Afghanistan, while Congressman Dana Rohrabacher called the escalating production of narcotics in U.S.-occupied Afghanistan, quote, a disgrace, a total disgrace, end quote. Meanwhile, according to local officials, New Hampshire, Ohio, and Massachusetts are all currently experiencing heroin epidemics. In Pennsylvania, Luzerne and Wyoming counties reported that in 2003 and 2004, for the first time, more people sought treatment for heroin addiction than for dependence on alcohol. In Wilmington, Delaware, local activist Dwight Davis says the region's current heroin epidemic is more serious than that which occurred after the Vietnam War. The heroin now, he says, is more potent and substantially less expensive. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Be sure to join us next week on Cultural Baggage when our guest will be Mike Gray, the screenwriter for The China Syndrome, director of numerous Star Trek episodes, author of Drug Crazy, and the chairman of Common Sense for Drug Policy. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.